But yeah, by the way, and we should, I guess, do a pickup of this, but this is our 420 episode.
Oh, fuck.
Really? Perfect.
Oh, my God. 420? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. This is our 420 episode.
420 somewhere.
So maybe just put that in the beginning and then we'll cut to.
Okay, wait. Let's start it. All right. Say it. And I'll act natural.
Oh, you like can just put. Okay. This is our 420 episode.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What an honor.
Already?
I will say.
I know that's true. It's true. I mean, I'm like a guest in forever.
I'm an OG pod psychology head. I watched the videos in college. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here, especially on 420.
It's very nice to hear you say that. This kid at this bar, I mean, kid, he was younger than me, but everybody younger than me is a kid, told me that he used to, when he was closeted in high school, watch pod psychology with another closeted guy, and they never hooked up or anything. It was like this like heart stopper story, but he did refer to the show. He's like, yeah, we're watching this like gay thing together. I did like that they both found it to be like gay culture.
Yeah, I feel like that's a compliment.
This is gay culture.
Yeah, this is gay culture. Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Are you going to do the intro?
Yeah, sure. This is Joe Coscarelli, New York Times writer. What's your official title?
Culture reporter.
Culture reporter.
Yeah.
Author of Rap Capital.
You like focus a lot on music.
Yeah, my beat is pop music.
You have a book about hip hop.
I have a book about Atlanta rap. Yep.
Called Rap Capital.
Yep. Yeah. Out in paperback. Grab that.
Incredible cover too.
Oh yeah,
great book. Great cover.
Teddy Blanks, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and co-host of Popcast Deluxe with John Caramonica.
Right. So is Popcast where you do most of your non-music public musing?
We sort of are using that part of the podcast to like expand our purview, like taking a broader definition of the word pop. So we're doing a little movies, a little TV. I mean, like you guys, like we're big on reality. I've watched like 15 seasons of Below Deck in the last 3 months.
Wow.
What is that, your favorite?
I'm totally new to it.
Okay. Reality TV.
No, to Below Deck specifically. Okay. I was saving it for paternity
it's
leave.
It's really good for binging because you can really come in and out.
Yes.
Well, that's the best thing about it. Like, that's why celebrity memoirs are good too, because if you like lose track of like what they're talking about, you're gonna figure it out real soon.
Yeah,
you know.
And I've like been up at all hours, so you can just like press play at 2:15, you know, press play at 4:15 in the morning, and just like it doesn't matter where you are. I also like that it's really work based, like it's like task based in the same way that taking care of a baby is. So I feel I relate
like,
to like.
Like you have like a chief stew.
Yeah, I am the chief stew. Sounds like the baby is the primary.
Maybe you should develop a parenting method and like write a book from this perspective of like why raising a baby is like running a yacht.
Yeah, a friend of mine was also like, oh, is it like when you worked at Panera Bread in high school? And I'm like, yeah, it's exactly like being on the sandwich line. You know, you're like, okay, like, like pickle, onion, cheese. Like, you know, it's like, it's very repetitive and very... It's all about like optimizing your movements, you know? You're like, what else can I grab when I go to the kitchen?
You can make her stop doing that.
I kind of like it.
Okay.
Is the goal mainly to get the baby to stop crying?
Yeah.
That's the objective.
Yeah.
That's the video game.
Or to never let them start crying. Okay. Like you're trying to anticipate the next thing, you know? Like, oh, the diaper's dirty. When is she going to notice? Oh, she needs to eat. You know, like she's tired. Put her in the bouncy chair. You know, like that kind of thing.
You want to talk
I just
about
cried
your
all
daughter?
The time.
We're talking about Joe has a 13-year-old baby girl.
No, she's 13 months old.
I'm so sorry.
13 weeks.
13-week-old
baby.
And you have a 13-year-old.
Yeah, she's almost 13.
Almost 13, yeah.
The 13ers.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to do the song contest. We brought Joe on because we
He's
love
a
him.
Music
and,
critic.
And it gives us some credibility, you know.
Richard, you are also a music writer.
I am. A New York Times published one, but not nearly with the frequency that you are. And,
He's
know.
Also a songwriter.
That's true. I wear a lot of hats.
Did you make music as a kid? Like, were you writing songs as a teenager?
No, but you know what? The one time...
No, yes,
you did. I kind of did.
Candlestick up my ass.
There's the thing.
Like Weird Al songs.
Yeah, that was like a, that was actually like in the style of the Beastie Boys. It's Candlestick Up Your Ass.
Oh,
so you were a white rapper.
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely a lot of that, and I wrote like a few R&B.
I get horny type of in your tracks. Presence.
But also,
do you know the lyrics?
I get horny in your presence. I want to give you presents.
That's just that was just a couplet, you know.
Brooke Candy could never.
Totally, know? Exactly. Yeah, it reminded me of Biggie in a way, actually. Right. Presents with presents, you know. That's kind of what I was going for with that. Yeah. But also, like, we got this assignment once in what it was like the I don't know like the whatever space like gifted programming took up by mm-hmm. the time I was in high school was like different. So it was just kind of like weird, and we watched old movies and were given really flaky assignments, you know.
It was like, just like alt kid class, like basically alt kid study and hall,
it was
like,
just the whims of the teacher.
Go be weird.
And the teacher was not gay, but imagine a not gay Corky Sinclair, which is hard to imagine.
Corky wasn't gay, he's married to right, a woman right. named Bonnie,
but not even like that, you know what I mean, just like a dude, straight dude kind of thing, very weird, called himself the little big cheese of Hoboken at one point. He was like, so that.
Have you kept in touch?
No, not at all. but he told us, he assigned us to like make an album. Like, what would it look like? So I would just like, I just like took a bunch of songs that like I cared about and just like rewrote lyrics or whatever. Like Madonna's Take a Bow, I changed to Take a Bow. And it was about wrapping Christmas presents.
Your whole oof was about presents.
Well, no, just that song. Just that
and,
song.
And the other one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. That, yes, that is a theme I return to for sure. I've always cared about that. So, you know, you write what you know. But so I've always had this with me, but I do find that like being stoned, obviously, like just kind of like brings it out of me.
Okay.
You know, I wish I were better. Like I play the trombone in sixth grade, or I guess maybe in fourth or sixth grade, and it was just so annoying to be bringing this giant
instrument back and forth. I don't think I ever knew that you played the trombone.
I know, because it didn't mean anything to me, and also
it's a really inconvenient
it's
instrument
so inconvenient, and also like what I didn't realize was that I'd be playing bass notes, and it was like, I want the melody, like what the fuck is like this harmony shit, like really, I've chosen second fiddle, like it was all wrong.
There's
for
nowhere
me.
Else to go.
Exactly. Totally. Totally. I mean, maybe like a jazz band, but even then, when is the trombonist the guy?
Right.
That's so rare. I don't even know.
Ska,
sure. Yeah. But I don't even know. Like, who's the most famous trombonist?
Yeah, like probably a Marsalis brother or something.
that plays the trombone.
Is there one that plays the trombone?
I don't know.
Because I mean, there's so many trumpeters and sax players and all, you know, all of that. But trombone, it was just wrong for me. I was just a little
bit. It
doesn't
match your personality.
I was too much of a diva back then. I was like, the trombone isn't the star. Why would I not want to do that? Right. Why would I want to do that? And so I just became disenchanted, which sucks because I wish I had like picked the clarinet or something. I bet you I would have stuck with that.
The clarinet?
Yeah. Oh my God,
Kenny G. No, I bet you that I would have at least like learned a little bit more. I was always jealous of the clarinets. I always wish that I
really?
Picked. Yes, the clarinet to me was like the best because it wasn't as like flighty as the flute. It was like based in kind of like reality and
but classy.
Know, but classy and easy to carry.
Most importantly.
Portable. So just to give you a sense, just to recap, during our final episode of the year, our NDE Awards ceremony, we always play the songs and like, you know, vote or we talk about our favorite. We do Song of the Year. We do Song of the Year and Record of the Year now. And Record of the Year is songs that I didn't write.
Okay.
You know, it's like the pre-existing songs that
we've
been
obsessed with.
But Song
of the Year
are
all yours.
Song of the Year is all mine. So I'll just play you. This was the big one last year and I'll play you the...
Is it on Spotify?
No, but maybe they should be.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's on Spotify technically because our podcast is, but they're also, I mean, literally what we're talking about is very short songs.
Okay.
Maybe we should put them up.
Maybe.
Like ditties, jingles.
Exactly. Just like ideas of songs that never become fleshed out. So I did this and then we had a listener play the song in the best form that it could possibly exist in. So just to give you a sense of what inspired this whole thing.
Wow.
I wanna be pregnant with myself for the first time in my life. I wanna be pregnant with myself. Gonna be my own wife. I wanna be pregnant with myself. It's my way of meditation. I wanna be pregnant with myself. Guess I start by masturbating.
That's your lyric?
Yeah.
You added that.
I wrote it. Yeah. I knew I had something there. So I workshopped it at home.
Right. Totally. So I workshopped it at home and then I sang it that way on the bonus. And then she covered it that way.
We decided.
Well, Tracy wants to get rid of these plastic grinders.
I got these ugly grinders. I ordered Rubik's Cube grinders and they sent me these and I only got like 4 Rubik's Cubes.
You didn't get to pick the pattern?
I ordered it and it said multi and I thought it meant because they're multicolored because it's a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it says multi. We're not taking it. They tricked me. Mm-hmm. And but,
it was like multi-pack, like anything, including Bart
Simpson
backwards.
High.
What does that even mean?
That's the blunt wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a blunt wrap.
Yeah. It's this branded Bart Simpson Supreme High Rubik's Cube grinder.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of layers.
If you want it.
I mean, this one is speaking to me. No, but so these are the prizes for the contest?
No, everyone who entered a song gets one of these.
We may have more.
These are the participation trophies.
Actually, I think we said that and we've got more than that, actually.
Wow. Well, we have like 4 more over there.
Oh, we have. How many do we have in total?
All right. What's.
It's 4, 3, 8, 12. Okay, I think
a dozen multi-grinders. Yes.
I think we should have enough. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. And so we just said, why don't we have a songwriting contest?
And then
contest
the winner will get this bong.
Right.
Because no one will buy these for me.
Bong for a song.
But right. It's a good bong. Like, it's a cool bong.
Is this, what's the cartoon? Is it?
It's just an
seems
alien.
Seems like Monsters, Inc.
Real Monsters.
Oh yeah, yeah. Looks like that
like
too,
Nickelodeon.
Right? Yeah. I don't. It's not, certainly not branded.
Right. Okay.
But yeah,
when we started our podcast,
$169 value.
Oh wow,
that's what they go for.
$169.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no one will pay that
list price. Yeah, maybe. lower the price.
No,
point.
It may actually have been $180.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean,
for a monster?
Look at this glasswork, though.
It's really nice.
For sure.
It's intricate.
Totally.
It has
you have to
friggin',
really want
it has,
a monster, though.
It has spikes and everything.
You have to be, like, into monsters, though, I think.
Well, it was part of my spooky collection at Halloween,
and then
I, you know, couldn't get rid of it.
Mm, that's a good idea, though.
It's like, if you want something like this, you probably already have, like, a Rick and Morty bong.
Totally.
You know, like, you don't
Speaking
need
of Rick and Morty, we have one as a grinder.
Oh, nice. Yeah, is this a dream catcher?
Yes, that's a dream catcher. I don't. If I were to pick one, I would pick the pot leaf that's on fire.
Yeah, I you know, I'm just not into the plastic. I have to tell you.
Yeah, that's.
We should be talking.
That's
up
I'm
the
giving.
Grinders,
I'm giving them away.
Although I guess exactly. The people who are going to submit have already submitted.
They
so.
Have. They have.
Yeah,
they
we're
have.
Gonna,
you're not trying to entice songs out of anyone.
You have to take these.
Okay, so people sent in. Let's see.
Oh, and are they rich compositions or they're totally original?
Oh, no, these are totally original. Okay. I said, you know what?
No covers?
You know, if somebody wanted to do a cover, they could, but no.
No, I don't think no covers is a songwriting contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You
know, so we're judging the songwriting, not the production?
Yes
definitely.
Ah, okay. Right. So it's song of the year, not record of the year.
yes. Yes, okay. For sure.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of you're going to have competition this year.
Okay, yeah, because we're doing this whole thing. Well, I don't know that we do this again for the Indies, right?
Are you listening to the Courtney Love podcast?
No, but I was looking to see if it was on Spotify.
I wanted to talk about that with you because she says like it sounded like listening to Rich.
You listened to it?
We did.
It's you guys have all the same takes basically.
it was
like uncanny.
Did you learn from Courtney?
I think that Courtney is like an incredible scholar of fame
sure.
and always has been, and you can
has
read her diaries
taste.
On it. Yeah, she does, and is always right.
Right.
No, I saw this thread where somebody was comparing where somebody she called her like the white person Azealia Banks, and I thought that take was so
terrible. Yeah, I saw that.
Azealia Banks,
but Azealia's a good critic too.
I don't know.
You don't think
I think
so?
I think sometimes yes, and I can never.
When she
I
hits,
can
never, she hits.
She has
she
really
does.
Good insults. She says, told someone she says, they says, smelled like a roll of nickels.
Right. Yeah,
Grimes.
Yeah. Right. So she is capable there, but I think she's off the mark a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and
I don't always agree with her taste, but I respect the flow. You know, like the way she has a voice. She has a voice.
She
for
has
sure.
a voice, but I also cannot. Untangle her total saltiness over the way her career went because of how she treats people that's wrapped up whenever she starts taking somebody down
right.
because the subtext is I should be where they are. And that maybe that's the subtext for a lot of criticism.
It's
resonant with her.
Yeah, you can't.
So like,
it's surface level. It's not even really sublimated.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I don't really trust her. And I think part of the thing that she does is try to whip people up into agreeing with her because she needs it to be right in order to sort out the world for herself or something like that.
You think that she wants people to agree with her? I feel like,
yes, I think that she's speaking to a crowd for sure. She's definitely like, you know, but I also think she wants to inflame people at the same time. I think she's doing, and she knows.
That could describe Courtney too, though.
It can.
Especially like modern Courtney takes. Right. Like,
yeah.
To me,
like
the
new batch of like Lana and Taylor jokes that she just made, you know, like those are a little like, I'm speaking to my audience. I'm like trying to get the crowd going.
For sure. Courtney Love absolutely knows what she's doing. They do have that in common. But I think that by and large, Azealia Banks talks to make herself sound smart. She wants people to think that she's smart. I don't know. There's a kind of pretense in her voice, whereas Courtney Love, I think, has none of that. And people don't realize how smart she is.
Right. Just like no filter.
No filter. Yeah. And she's always been taken for granted. I think there is a naturalness to it.
I think that's why they're doing the podcast.
Yeah, I think so too. But I haven't listened. Like, I just saw one thing. Yeah, does she go on about Taylor, or is this just?
I think that was in an interview promoting the podcast.
It was very hard to tell.
Yeah,
though,
I couldn't tell
because it almost felt like that piece for The Independent.
Yeah, yeah.
Felt like a writer round to me.
It could have. Been,
because
yeah,
because I
yeah.
don't think it ever I says I talked to her on the phone or I met up with her
like
at
where,
her castle.
Where are you getting these quotes?
Exactly. Yeah. So I wondered. Yeah, but I want to listen to it. It's inconvenient that it's just via the BBC.
So Rich said that he was sick of writing the songs and he wanted other people to write the songs.
But then I backtracked that because I can't help it. It just comes out of me.
It is true.
I mean, that was one. Pregnant with Myself was one of 11 that we've played.
So are you submitting one for this? One of these?
No. Oh. No, I'm definitely sitting out of
he
this.
He used
one.
Like an AI voice filter so we don't know it's his, and then he's gonna like push it really hard into for us to vote for the one that he secretly wrote. Although I feel like you'd be able to spot it even if
I bet I could. The turn like a turn of phrase.
Yeah. Presence.
Yeah. So this is from Jillian.
Okay. Oh, with a J or a G?
With a G.
Okay.
What if it's Gillian?
It could be Gillian. I mean, she does seem to be Irish. She said, I trust this message finds you wonderfully. And there's a clover icon.
Oh, is it from St. Patrick's Day?
At the end. Maybe 19th. Was March 19th St. Patrick's Day? It was that time of year.
Yeah.
It was the season.
That's true.
Okay, they're from Canada though. Second time caller, first time emailer.
Shit. That's gonna be so expensive to mail.
As I soak in the bath, yeah, we didn't do a non-Canada.
Yeah,
can you cross the border with paraphernalia?
Oh yeah, I sense it, but it's just expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like fine.
Ridiculous. Like something that's like $2 to mail here is like $12.
Or
yeah.
Okay. Well. As she soaks in the bath.
We just won't vote for Jillian. Oh, but you get a grinder either.
Okay. So she wrote this in the bath. This is All You Need to Do to Believe.
All you need to do is believe. All you believe you need.
Some vibrato.
In the bathtub,
believe,
too.
All you believe is do, do, do. All you need to do is believe. Mwah.
Are you going to feel weird about being mean to songs?
Well, I was going to say, how honest can we get? Like, you know, like.
We can be honest. I mean, it's a joke of a thing. So yeah. I don't think we should be too harsh.
But I mean,
my feelings would be hurt if you didn't like my stupid song.
Right. Like, what American Idol or a voice persona?
Oh, I can be Paula tonight.
I want to be Paula. No.
I feel like I'm brought here to be Simon, but maybe I'll be Randy.
Well, you could be Simon. I could be Randy. You
know? I can be meaner to the people who pay you guys for the podcast than you
can. That's true. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's I like also that. Your integrity.
It's true.
Okay. I wasn't really feeling it, dog.
a little pitchy. No, it actually sounded good.
Yeah, the presentation was good. But, you know, it's this. I don't think that this was when it was written for the contest, so it feels real low stakes.
Oh, okay.
It you definitely know? Felt I was just inspired gonna say, by you, though.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say, I don't like that it's not sexy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know?
You wanted to... Why?
Keep be sexy.
All of the songs? Is that the...
The winner, right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, that's what you're looking for.
I don't. Well, what if there's like, song,
but
yeah.
What if there's a really moving, you know, like what if there's a sad one?
Oh my God, that no. Bummer.
Like song of the year at the Grammys is usually a ballad, you know?
Yeah, what has it been?
I
what
feel
has
like
it been
we're lately? More what party was it this people. Year?
The Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I do think that song is really effective.
Really?
And sad. Yeah, you're not into it at all? Really?
I don't like it, but I can see why it was such a big hit. It was like a big TikTok thing.
Right.
It was so popular on there for all different kinds of trends.
Yeah.
I kind of like how melodramatic it is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Whenever I listen like to it, I forget I'm listening to song. It while I'm listening to it.
I think she has like, better versions of the same thing, you know?
I agree, but I think there's like a children's music aspect to this that there's not like in her other stuff. That's actually shocking how adult and mature her stuff is.
I also just hate that it's inspired by the movie. Like, I'm just like, I just think the movie is so like, I'm just like, there's a commercial for a toy. Like, let's not forget, you know?
And Tracy loves it.
They did a great job.
Melodramatic.
It is bang up job selling that doll.
Well, no, I think they figured out how to make that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a tough thing to crack.
Yeah. At all.
Right. Now she's going to make Margot Robbie's going to executive produce a Monopoly movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is she real? I thought that was a joke. That's not a joke.
I think it's real.
I thought it was real.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that also Mattel?
Must be.
Parker Brothers, isn't it?
Oh.
Okay.
That's kind of a sellout thing for Margot Robbie to do.
I mean, if you made like 9 figures on Barbie, you're like, might as well roll this dice again.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah, but also like.
Well, you know, it's going to be a capitalist
good for
critique.
Longevity.
Oh, it's actually richer subject matter, maybe.
That's true, actually.
Actually, if she can nail this.
It's going to be about affordable housing.
Totally.
It's a gritty drama.
This is a song I wrote for my daughter when she was asking in the bathtub about why do I sometimes refer to our house as Susan's house.
Okay, good lore.
We have a house. And Susan has a house. Our house is Susan's house, but it's a little confusing. We don't live with Susan. Susan is our landlord. So we call our house Susan's house. But also, we live there, so we call it our house.
Okay, I'm dropping the sexy requirement.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually really like that one.
Yeah. I liked it a lot too.
I mean, it kept us captivated the whole time.
And there was
that little rhyme scheme in the middle. Like that, there was a hook.
Yeah.
There was definitely a hook. It felt like it was going somewhere.
It's a little confusing.
And it
rhyming with Susan. That was great. That was like a folk song. But you should write them all down because we don't know if the first one is going to be better than the rest if all of the other ones are.
I doubt it.
Wow. Okay. All right. So the first one's eliminated.
Maybe what we should do actually is we should figure out a score for everything.
I don't
everything,
know why
we
can... I'm jumping in on the rules.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let's base things on from a 1 to 10.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that actually.
Why?
Because I feel like that's
too mean.
Yeah. It's like you're in or you're out. There's one that we listened to at one point and I really, really liked it. And I might be like, thinking of that one.
I think it's this next one, Kelly, Girls Who Code.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Yeah.
Trying to speak your language, baby, up all night learning to code. But goddamn, why won't you work like I want you to? Why
you knew that was coming.
Won't you work like I want you to?
Is that
I
like
really
an Alanis?
Like
an Alanis homage?
Yeah, I thought so. Or I felt like a rock kind of a 90s rock thing coming from that.
Yeah.
Women in rock.
Yeah.
It was definitely a woman in rock. Girls who code women in rock.
I feel like you could really feel the frustration too.
Totally. You know? Yes. It was based on a true story.
Yeah, that was like an all night. That was like coming from the desperation of an all nighter.
Right. Strumming my pain with her fingers. Okay. This is three people who sent a YouTube link.
Wow.
Oh my God. We have video?
Wow, it's truly
they have costumes?
They have costumes and everything.
Oh, and it's uploaded just for you guys.
Yeah.
And exactly. They have a baby?
It's legit. Wow, you guys really took this seriously. I think we got more than 13.
I think this looks really good.
By the pool. In the school by the fires of Yule, it's the rule. There's a spoon.
Okay.
Spoons are where once upon a time you find a hand. A hand's for goons. Everybody wants spoons. Spoon boons. From the parlor to the pool room.
The harmonies.
We're the center of a spoon boom. Everyone knows our name. Working, slurping, never stopping, never sleeping. Working, tasting, some for serving, some for eating. You will smile at the splendor of these magic spoons. It's the rule. Everyone has a spoon, a curvy dip. Wow. It's a thing with which a monarch sits. Let's commune, use our money for spoons. Spoon boom. Just eat soup and watch the sails zoom. Like a fever, it's a spoon boom. And spoons are our game. Working, slurping. Never stopping, never sleeping, working, tasting, some for serving, some for eating, working, slurping, never stopping, never sleeping, working, tasting, some for serving, some for eating.
Oh, that was great.
That was fantastic.
Do you recognize the reference?
Extremely elaborate. I don't.
That's Waiting for Guffman, actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Second Waiting for Guffman reference on this episode.
Wow.
Oh, what was the first one?
When I talked about
Bonnie.
My teacher.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't seen Waiting for Guffman since high school, probably.
Yeah. We watched it.
We used to watch it every day.
There was a time.
Do these people know that you're fans?
Probably. Oh, yes, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, it's a very kind of pod psychology. We've definitely referenced it.
Yeah.
These people went above and beyond. Wow. And I think it looks really cool for being so lo-fi.
Yes, and it's also kind of Lynchian in a way. Yeah. It's got a creepiness to it as well. Like, you don't know exactly what's going to happen in the video when
it
starts.
The baby has an adult male voice.
Right. The choreography is great.
Yeah. This is really just like...
Really high bar.
How can you possibly...
Your baby's getting that bong.
Spoon poop.
You're calling it also?
I mean, that's going to be tough.
Tough to beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I want to keep an open mind, though.
I know the video. I mean, I have two minds about the video, which is that like it's kind of cheating, but it's also you put in so much more work than the people who didn't do video. So
but you guys said it was a songwriting.
It's a songwriting contest, and also
but that was elaborately written.
It was, and like the song in Waiting for Guffman is Stool Boom because Blaine is known for its stool output, and so they found really clever ways to do the same thing with the song using different lyrics, you know,
that apply to spoons.
Some for serving,
these?
Some for eating.
Oh, you have
some in backup. I have one more of these, but it doesn't have this.
Oh.
So second place can just get this.
Yeah, and then buy your own, what's it called?
A bowl.
Bowl. Buy your own bowl.
It won't have this.
BYOB.
Cool.
Good.
Okay, that's second place. If you want it. That's not, okay, song for a bong. This is H. Graves.
Tracy, you're rich.
Oh, also, Tracy's, is this AI?
Is it?
Okay, here we go. Just sing a song and dance. You might win it fair and square. Get on the dance floor. Let the beat take control. Put your hands up. Feel the rhythm in your soul. Tracy and Rich, the
your songs with delight. Hit that note, hit that joint, and make it right.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
Wow.
I believe this is AI.
You think it's sung by a computer?
Yeah,
I think so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or it might just be a filter.
It's, I mean, it's awfully ornate.
Yeah. People do, there's a lot of voice filters on TikTok, though. Sounds like music that you would hear on the Himalayan, like Music Express ride.
100%. No, it's extremely, there's a very like 90s Euro aspect to it. It's updated, but it's not far from Hathaway.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
That one was great.
Yeah. Can't be mad.
No, I feel quality. Like, no, this is getting hard.
That's what she
song.
Said.
Okay, this is an interpretation of Shouldn't Have Smoked Sativa, which is another song that I wrote.
Wow, okay. And see, I knew people were gonna remix rich songs. Makes sense.
Is this a songwriting contest?
Mm. I thought it was.
Okay, maybe.
Well, this next song is by a good friend of mine, two good friends of mine, actually, Rich and Tracy, and they just have that podcast that I love called
Dolly's Version.
Yes.
It's an impersonation. Shouldn't have smoked sativa. And he made a little ditty out of that, and I just thought that was so nice. And I said to myself, if I'm gonna do a song for a bong, I might as well just reprise one of the best earworms in my mind in 2023. And on top of that, very recently, I accidentally ate a sativa gummy while I was trying to go to bed, and I was higher than a fucking cat. I did not end up going to sleep. I ended up hallucinating in my bed. Quite some time.
This is better than the Dolly interludes on the Beyonce album.
So, Rich and Tracy, this is for you. This is I Shouldn't Have Smoked Sativa, Dolly's Version. I shouldn't have smoked sativa, but it's really nice to meet you. But who am I talking to? I shouldn't have smoked sativa, 'cause now I'm saying papal that I can see through. Is it the ghost of my past, or is it just the hash? This wasn't the plan, I wanted to sleep, and now I can't feel my hands. I shouldn't have smoked sativa, now I wanna eat pizza. I shouldn't have smoked sativa, now I wanna eat pizza.
That's
because
good.
It really,
really good.
Gets all crazy in my mind. It's a really gets all crazy in my mind.
Woo! That was great.
Are those all your lyrics?
No, she added a lot, really. I really just had like a little hook.
Okay, so we can give them songwriting credit.
Definitely,
that.
Yes, that definitely counts as songwriting. It was good. It was great and a good job. The competition is very stiff.
It really is.
Yeah, I thought that was a great Dolly impression, especially in this speaking.
Exactly. Okay, Catherine.
Is this Catherine from I Want to Be Pregnant?
I Want to Be Pregnant with Myself. Okay. Her entry is called Celebrity Memoirs.
I could sing a song about Jupiter. I could sing a song about Mars. But what I really want to sing about is celebrity memoirs.
That is nice.
It is nice. Yeah. Very nice. Clearly somebody who understands music. My only critique really would be is a little short. Mm. And sometimes they are short. Like sometimes that's how they come out. But it's, you know, I like them long.
I could have.
That's what she said.
Exactly. I could have used a second verse.
A second verse. Yeah, verse. It's just, it's like, it would be one thing if all we got were that. But people have really stepped it up.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Great. But the, you know, again, the competition is stiff. while back, Rich posted a big fish tank of a Dunkin' Donuts. That was like Easter weekend. I saw it on his IG story, and then I wrote this. I was too shy, stoned, to do this on a voicemail, so I attached a voice note. Okay, whatever rings your bell. The song LOL, I have a feeling that's not the title of it, but let's see.
I like it as a title.
They asked me where I'll get my coffee. They talk about that at work a lot. It's boring in there, and I want to share what I see. Get my morning cup. Oh, it's my dream Dunkin'. I walk in, I see the fish, they see me. Oh, it's my dream Dunkin'. I come there just to see. And it's my dream Dunkin'. I walk in, I see the fish, and they see me. And it's my dream Dunkin'. I come there just to see. The sea.
Yeah, there was this, it was like in Connecticut, this giant aquarium in the middle of Dunkin' Donuts, and there's this woman clearly on meth running around and being like really
scared
frazzled.
For the
it was just, she just added to the surrealness, and you could actually like in the video that I took, she's like in the background.
But
staggering.
Did you think she was gonna break the
No, but certainly it wouldn't have been surprising if something happened. She seemed very volatile.
Yeah, I feel like I like the subject of that song. I think it's a great topic for a song, but yeah. The
execution.
Structure wasn't there yet.
I was feeling like yacht rock vibes, you know, and she was singing it with kind of a twang. And so I could like see where it was going. And it was, you know, fairly long.
Yeah.
But
I say next.
Next. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Hard to live up to the fish tank itself.
That's true. It's true. But I do love the impulse to capture it in song. My kid drinks too much coffee. From Hillary.
Hi. This song is a true story. My kid drinks too much coffee. She's only 9 years old. I can't leave it unattended. She'll drink it hot or sneak it cold. She might be self-medicating her ADHD or simply trying to get a rise out of me. It makes me feel like a bad mom. I hope she doesn't find my mom.
Wow.
I obviously relate to this.
I mean, I thought it was
does your child drink coffee?
Yes, they all like coffee.
Oh, really?
All the kids love coffee.
She
gets lattes. But she, with like mocha, like she gets all kinds of shit in it. But like she's supposed to get decaf. I don't know if she does though, all the time.
The thing about this one is that every single line is right and good and builds to this thing and then it has the payoff.
Yeah.
It's like expertly structured.
Yeah. That's
the dream.
Yes.
That's
like
what
Susan's
I want.
House.
Right.
I feel like
exactly.
It kept me to the very end.
Totally.
I wanted to know
totally.
What was coming next, both musically and lyrically.
Totally. This one though, it was almost like jingle-ish to me. Like it was like that snappy.
It had a punch.
Like,
it had a real punchline.
Just a punch in general. I think just in general, it was all like, I don't know. I thought it was great.
Well, the subject matter really hit home for me.
That's a real contender for me.
See, I feel like you were selling yourself short by saying you only wanted a sexy song.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what? I do that kind of stuff all the time.
Here's from Matthew. Imagine Erykah Badu or Girls 5 Eva singing it.
That's okay. A wide range.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Song, it's Exorcist. Okay. It's X, E-X, or Cyst.
I went to the studio where they record the Girls 5 Eva songs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, New Jersey. Not for that. I was there for something else, but the guy was like, oh, we also make the... He was like, I'm best pals with Tina Fey's husband.
Bless you.
Does he write the songs?
No, but I think she produces it.
No, but her husband.
Is her husband a songwriter?
I think her husband writes the Girls 5 Eva songs.
Oh, interesting.
That's what
okay.
I learned
right.
at this studio in
the
New Jersey.
The songs are
anyway.
Really good. Do you watch the show at all?
I don't.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a bit of the first season, but I haven't watched like the reboot.
The Netflix season. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's not for me, it's not like absolutely essential, but I've enjoyed it.
Right.
Have you watched it ever?
No.
Oh, I wonder if you'd like it. No?
I have an aversion to Busy Phillips, although I do really like.
This is the best you'll ever see her, though. Freaks and Geeks. I know what you mean, but yeah. But I actually kind of like her on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give it a try.
Yeah. She does. I'll watch it with Una. It's a very kind of broad character that she's doing, but the whole show is broad, right. It's good.
I have a sort of, there's something about music parody that I mostly stay away from. I think it's
I get it.
It's too close. It's feels like work, I don't know. I'm just
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I know. I mean, I always felt that way about Weird Al, honestly. I was always as a kid, he copies everybody's songs and people. I think I appreciate it a little bit more now, but
I liked Weird Al as a kid, but I think I also learned a lot of songs from him first. Uh-huh. Bad Hair Day was one of my first CDs ever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In the top three, probably.
Wow.
So I think there was stuff on there that I only knew as the parody.
Right. Right. Of course.
In the way that you can only do when when you're a kid.
Like a surgeon.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Exorcist.
This is called Exorcist. Ideally, it would be sung by Erykah Badu or Girls Five Ever, and definitely not by me, but here goes. I've got to tell the devil he ain't on my level. Somebody call a priest to release the beast. Oh, what a mess to fix. I need an exorcist. Lord, I have a soul to protect. I need an exorcist for my ex. Got my head spinning round my neck. I need an exorcist for my ex. So I don't reply to that text. I need an exorcist for my ex. I want God to bless me so that you won't possess me. I hold a crucifix because you exist. I have to pray today that you'll stay away. To forget your kiss, I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this hex. I need an exorcist for my ex. To get this out of my chest, I need an exorcist for my ex. So I don't miss all the sex. I need an exorcist for my ex. You had me in your spell, but God is gonna wake me. Damn, you can't go to hell, but you can't take me, cause I'm on an exodus to what's next. I need an exorcist for my ex.
Wow.
Really good.
That one was great.
It was funny.
Songwriting wise,
the internal rhyme.
Yes. Just really good. I need an exorcist for my ex. What a concept.
I mean, SZA, pick up the phone. Totally. We got something for you.
It's totally that.
It was funny in a way that you could also hear on the radio. It wasn't just a parody song.
It
could work.
There's something really to the Diane Warren style of making your songs a thing. It's the specific kind of imagery that you're basing the song around, or this concept
Working within a framework.
Exactly. Just doing a really high end, clever version of that, I think.
The best country songs. The best pop country songs.
Exactly. So great.
Yeah. That was
phenomenal. Really like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah. 4 hours ago, but we
skin of her teeth.
Skin of her teeth. I think the deadline did technically pass, but you know what?
Like deadlines anyway.
Big egg, how do you make your way in this small world? What do you have to say for your whole self? Big egg, big egg, big egg, this world's too small for you.
Kind of how's your news-ish?
Yes.
what do we know? Is Big Egg a reference to something?
I don't know. I don't think so at all.
It's an original concept.
It sounded to me what it was. That was the verbatim intro to a quirky cartoon about Big Egg.
Yeah.
And literally it would just be that acapella version with that voice singing it like that.
Yeah.
That's who that is.
Off key
and everything. Lo-fi. It's the aesthetic. Yeah. And Big Egg is kind of lo-fi as well, I imagine. A kind of very kind of basic sticks kind of stuff.
Yeah. Could you put Big Egg on a Rubik's Cube weed grinder?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's actually the dream, to want to be
that's
bootleg.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Very if you make it to like swim. Yeah.
That's how you know.
Graffitied shirts and whatever.
I like Big Egg. I do. Let me label that. Okay.
It was a little avant-garde.
It was. It's definitely out there, but you know, I like that. We don't know who sings this. I don't think they say. It's a voicemail.
The stars align in neon light, so high above this groovy night. I've been so lucky, it's true. The universe always comes through. I guess I love to get high. So lucky I get to get high. A bong ride cruising outer space, delusional sweet smoky haze. I guess I love to get high. So lucky I get to get high.
Parts of it reminded me of Bjork.
What album? Like what era? Yes. What era? Bjork?
Post-melody Bjork. Maybe Vulnerable or like Utopia.
I thought it was a little generic at first, but I feel like it hit its stride. Right. Like the chorus was good, and the second
had
verse
a great
was strong.
Button.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was cute. Okay, Emily.
Hi, my name is Emily. I have a song input, but. I will say that it's more like kind of like a Weird Al type situation where I just reworded a previously existing song.
It's fine. It's acceptable.
You put your personal sized pizza in the oven, or you ordered a personal sized pizza and you sing this song. Your own personal pizza. Mm-hmm. Something that's made just for you. Something to chew. And then you can also use this if you use like some sort of sex toy that's like shaped like a penis, like a dildo or sort of insertable something. So this is how that one goes. It's your own personal penis. Something to hold in your hand that looks like a man. Okay, I mean, even if you don't like these, hopefully you can use them. It could be fun to incorporate into your life. Thank you.
I bet you the next time I find myself with a sex toy in my hand, I'll think
it's
going to
pop in your head. The delivery was phenomenal.
I liked it.
Even though you knew where the joke was going, it still worked.
I agree. Well, yes, exactly. Like on the second time. Yeah. Personal penis. Yeah.
Incredible execution.
Okay.
Are you surprised there hasn't been a rap yet?
I don't know if I'm surprised, but
I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting either. We have way more than 13, by the way.
Oh no.
Yeah.
People are not getting grinders.
All right. Well, then, okay. We have hard decisions to make.
Canadians. Yeah. All cut.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm calling to submit a partial song that I wrote in the Bong for a Song contest. This is a song that I wrote about trying to get my partner to donate things like to the Goodwill or to the drop-off box in the neighborhood.
I like that. True story.
And it goes like this. Do you have something to donate? Have you got something to give? Because what you've got that you don't want might help someone else live.
Yeah.
Thank you for your consideration.
So I do like that this is a socially conscious.
Right. It's very earnest.
Adult contemporary.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise, We Are the World.
If it was
Christmas.
If it was We Are the World, if it had star power, then I see it.
Absolutely. It's I mean, it's just around the corner from that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like there's a real rich influence in all of these. So, like, people are really singing in your mode. Do you feel that?
I do.
Yeah, a lot of these. I mean,
I don't
like
know
I
that
said,
much of your catalog, but I hear a lot of
it's
rich.
A lot like
it
is.
I hear a lot of rich coming through.
And I do think that My Kid Drinks Too Much Coffee is like exactly the kind of like perfect thing I would like to do. Like that is exactly what it looks like when it's like perfectly executed.
Hi, my name's Brittany, and this is my song.
Okay.
I farted, it tickled, my butt cheeks wiggled, so I did it again. I did it again.
You were just asking for a rap.
I was going to say, more hip-hop influence.
We were just speaking earlier before Rich thinks that it's not classy to say fart.
I mean, a lady?
Classy?
You've perverted the...
I said...
Tracy talked about how classy she was, and I said that she's talked about her farting.
I don't say how classy I am. I say I am classy.
You know too much about Tracy to consider her classy, probably.
Yeah, but I also know a lot about her because of what she says on this podcast in public, ostensibly.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, you know what? I don't need your like approval. I know I'm classy.
Okay.
On the inside, right. I know that I am.
Do you hold it against Ice Spice?
She's rapping about farting. No. I'm not also not like sensitive about talking about farting. I talk about farting too, but you know, more in a general way as
Gwyneth
opposed
Paltrow
to like letting you know
fart.
What mine sound like.
Gwyneth Paltrow has said fart.
I'm just saying if you said that you were classy now and I was just like, well, you do talk about farting, so
okay, but I'm saying that that doesn't
negate it.
So you think this song being sung by a woman
way.
Is
totally
is over
think,
the line.
I don't think women should speak that way. That was cute. It's, you know what that struck me as is something that's been in her family.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It felt like a thing that she
didn't
she'd
feel
done
original.
Before.
It didn't feel original. Off the top.
I mean, it felt lived in.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
But I think that but I feel like she didn't write that for this, and it's fine. Bring out your songs.
It's a
you
good
know?
Use it's a good use of the fart song.
Right. Exactly. If you had to do it, you had to do it like this. Rolling on. We only have a few more.
Hi, Tracy and Rich. My name is Elise. I'm 32 years old, queer, shoe size 7. Here's my entry for the song contest.
On our
this
form.
Is a song that my wife always sings to me when I have heartburn. Heartburn lady, heartburn lady. Everybody knows you've got a burning heart. Heartburn lady, heartburn lady. Everybody knows you've got a burning heart. Thanks, love you, bye.
There's a Throbbing Gristle song called Hamburger Lady, right?
That one was like you suspected of the fart song, but she was upfront about it.
Right. Well, I mean, I had nothing. I don't. The fart song was like, I'm not mad about the song. But
you
just
don't think it's classy.
I don't think it's classy.
No,
but classy
just
is not
that
a requirement
that it
for
predated,
me. Clearly,
that it predated the contest.
Yes, exactly. Right, exactly. Oh, yes, I see what you're saying now. Absolutely. Which is fine, sending your stuff.
Yeah.
It was cute. You know, again, the competition's hard. I don't think anybody knew what they were up against.
It was bare bones.
Okay, here's our next one.
Hey, it's Kelly from Columbus. I have already submitted a song entry, and I don't know if you're allowed multiple or... Whatever, but
you only get one grinder.
And I just
you
love
only
having
one grinder, but you know what? You wrote two.
You get airtime.
Anyway, I imagine this is like a country female rock power anthem kind of vibe. Like you were talking about, like the Carrie Underwoods, and this is the like line that the artist would put out to the crowd, and the crowd would sing. Okay. Oh, also, it's because I was in the gardening and like sunning at the same time, and I was getting self-conscious about my neighbor seeing me, and so then I came up with this like power ballad. Okay, here goes. Yeah, titties pop around, bitch, don't be modest. What you're looking at is a gardening goddess. Okay, that's it.
Really good.
Bye.
I love it.
I want to hear the rest.
Yeah, flesh it out.
Yeah,
totally.
Really good.
Garden goddess.
Great start.
Come on.
Okay. I feel like most great songs probably start that way. You're like, I just have this fire line. I have to build around it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, do we know what other song that person submitted?
Okay, so Kelly was the Girls Who Code. Oh, that's actually who I thought it might have been.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like her real entry is Girls Who Code.
Yes.
Yes.
That was
definitely.
That was longer.
But I would encourage her to keep on building that one. Okay. I think this is the last one.
All right.
Better be good.
Don't eat the chicken fajitas. The truth is they're very greasy. They'll give you gout. I have no doubt.
Is this the Evita
and
song?
Diarrhea.
Definitely.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Don't eat the chicken fajitas. Okay. Well, that one was definitely sounded like maybe a murderer sent that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. Yeah.
The clucking
quite iPhone quality.
No, exactly.
It didn't sound like a voice note.
Yeah, that was like taped on a reel to reel. And the clucking just was like brought into Texas Chainsaw territory.
Oh, you
for
took
me.
That as clucking?
I thought so.
That's what I thought it was.
I was just hearing snapping.
Okay.
But you thought it was relevant to the subject matter?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't catch
it.
Well, I wasn't that into it. Sorry. No offense.
It was a little, it creeped me out more than just about anything.
Right.
Okay. Well,
that we've heard.
Let's not egg them on.
Okay. So the songs were All You Need to Do Is Believe.
No.
Susan's House.
Susan's House, yes.
Susan's House is really, to me, yes. It's like in my upper echelon for
yeah.
sure.
It's good. I don't know if it makes my top three, but I think we should also have a top three. And decide.
Well, all right, but let's mark off when we say no.
All you need to do is believe no.
No.
Are we reviewing them as we go?
We can give a little.
I think we should say no as we go. Right. Just like,
yeah, I don't
do a first pass.
All you need to do is believe. I think good effort, but doesn't make the cut. Right.
Right. Susan Tout's still in.
Yeah.
Girls Who Code, I think still in. It's not going to be my top three. I'll just be honest about
sure.
that.
Yeah,
right
me
now.
Too.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle of the field.
It is. It's yeah. good.
All right, so
and
let's say no.
Okay. Sorry. Girls Who Code, you're great. Spoon Boom, absolutely.
Yes.
I gotta say, maybe it's because I haven't seen Waiting for Guffman
yes.
in a long time.
Yeah.
You think it's been superseded?
I just think like it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I respect how much you guys responded to it and the effort. But again, if we're judging on songwriting itself, I don't want to be distracted by the baby.
That is true.
And the choreography.
That is true.
Okay.
Great. I mean, amazing job. But.
You're right. But again, I would just argue that they put in the effort and did that.
Yes.
You know, so like,
of course.
It did look
I understand.
Good.
I understand not wanting to have that count. That's a completely tenable position to take, but it's actually points for me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going on the rules off the rules. You gave me originally.
Well, you know,
but...
you live and learn.
Yeah. I mean, my fault for not knowing the subject, the
it's fine.
Source of the parody.
Yeah. The Song for a Bong song, that was the AI one that sounded like, AI, it sounded like Euro dance.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Me too. That one's in my top three, actually.
Okay. Me too.
Shouldn't Have Smoked Sativa. It was cute and it was padded out, but it's a no for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, same.
Sorry, I shouldn't have spoken City, but you will not be moving forward.
I thought that was better than the AI one.
Spoon.
But
oh,
you guys outweigh me.
Okay,
no,
you outweigh me. Do you want to keep it in?
Well, let's keep it in for now. We're just doing first pass.
Okay.
Celebrity Memoirs.
It's a no for me.
Yeah, same.
I appreciated it, but we needed some specifics.
I wanted to hear about.
Yeah. Well, you,
what about
would need
fun
memoirs?
Facts?
Yeah.
Just list a bunch of celebrity memoirs and make them rhyme.
Yeah.
Then I'm impressed. Just need a little bit more from that, Catherine, but we love you. The Dunkin' Donuts song, the fish one.
No.
Not there on a structural level.
No, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a great idea for a song based on an Instagram story that I posted. My Kid Drinks Too Much Coffee is an absolute yes for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yeah. Definite contender.
Yes.
Exorcist for my ex.
I like that.
Another contender.
It was good.
Yeah.
Top five, I think.
I do too.
Big Egg.
No.
I thought it was good for what it was, but I don't think it's going to win.
Middle of the field, stiff competition.
Yeah.
It was a perfect Adult Swim theme.
Yes.
The Universe Always Comes Through.
Can't remember it, honestly.
I don't think. Is that the song?
You know which one that was? That was, I don't know. That was the one that I said started off boring, but then pulled itself together a little bit.
The one that sounded like Bjork.
You called it Bjork.
Okay, all right. I don't know.
I think it was that one, but okay. Yeah, that's a no.
Personal pizza / personal penis. Probably, you know, will end up
not
being iconic,
three.
But yeah, I may sing it again. And that's more than I can say for
didn't go
songs.
As far as the other parodies for being a parody, just like a one-liner.
Totally.
It was like a tweet. It was a good tweet.
It was a good tweet.
It was a very good like Homer Simpson song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you do the Homer Simpson AI for the...
Oh, maybe you could.
The Born Slippy one. I actually played it on the show before because I loved it so much. The Goodwill song.
No.
Too earnest for me.
Too earnest. Yeah. I like that about it, but it's a no for me too.
A lot of these had heart and jokes.
Yes.
You know? And
right.
This only had one.
I farted.
I
needed more.
No.
I needed a full verse.
Not,
yeah.
If you're going to do fart, you have to do it a certain kind of way.
There's an art to it.
There's a fart to it.
I mean, and high bar right now that there's a current hit
that's
song
true.
With a
that's
better
true.
Fart
Top
joke.
40. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Heartburn.
No.
Don't think so.
No.
I don't think so either.
It's just really hard for ones that are just a chorus or whatever to
Stand
up to the fully fleshed out composition.
And it also makes total sense that people did that because that is very much my aesthetic, just like rattling off a few lines.
Yeah.
It turns out that, you know, there are people that can actually do this.
Like, some of these have bridges.
Garden Goddess, that's the double entry from Girls Who Code.
Mm, again, great start.
Could
have competed if there was a full
yes.
I would definitely say like continue writing it. Don't Eat the Chicken Fajitas is a little too serial killery for me.
What would your criteria be here?
I
feel like it's like lyrics, melody,
presentation,
production.
To me, it's like mostly about concept actually,
right.
And which includes all of that stuff because it's about the execution of the concept, but it also has to have this kind of vitality to it where it's like breaking new ground in some way or like something that I haven't heard before.
Turn of phrase.
Yeah, turn of phrase, exactly.
So what's your favorite concept on this final list?
Wait, can you read the final list again?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Susan's House, Spoon Boom, Song for a Bong Song, that's the Euro one, Shouldn't Have Smoked Sativa, My Kid Drinks Too Much Coffee, and Exorcist for My Ex. Mm. So I would say that Exorcist for My Ex has the strongest concept.
Mm-hmm. And probably the strongest execution front to back.
I think that actually
the lyrics are great.
I actually think My Kid Drinks Too Much Coffee was the most polished.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like
the
brevity.
The brevity and the cleverness of it. Okay.
I think those are my top two also.
Okay.
My dark horse is Susan's House. I have a real soft spot.
Let's re-listen to that.
Okay.
We have a house and Susan has a house. Our house is Susan's house, but it's a little confusing. We don't live with Susan. Susan is our landlord, so we call our house Susan's house. But also, we live there, so we call it our house.
I like it.
It does fall apart a little at the end.
It does,
But the highs are so high.
They are, it's true.
Okay.
I don't think I can argue for it as a number one upon re-listen. But I think it's up there for catchiest hook.
Okay.
Just like the little moment of it's a little confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is good.
That's the best part of it. It kind of like swings at that point.
Yeah.
Here's My Kid Drinks Too Much Coffee.
My kid drinks too much coffee. She's only 9 years old. I can't leave it unattended. She'll drink it hot or sneak it cold. She might be self-medicating her ADHD or simply trying to get a rise out of me. It makes me feel like a bad mom. I hope she doesn't find my bong.
See, that to me is like a complete song.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal character development.
Yeah.
For both characters.
Totally.
Like, I feel like you really get to know them in
absolutely
only a few lines.
Exactly. And even her, even the way that she comments on her daughter says a lot about her mm-hmm. and how she reads her daughter's behavior. I think it's really clever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Strong all around.
Wait a second.
Very impressive.
I think we play
The Exorcist again?
Yes. Here's Exorcist.
I've got to tell the devil he ain't on my level. Somebody call a priest to release the beast. Oh, what a mess to fix. I need an exorcist. Lord, I have a soul to protect. I need an exorcist for my ex. Got my head spinning round my neck. I need an exorcist for my ex. So I don't reply to that text. I need an exorcist for my ex. I want God to bless me so that you won't possess me. I hold a crucifix because you exist. I have to pray today that you'll stay away. To forget your kiss, I need an exorcist. Lord, help me break this hex. I need an exorcist for my ex. To get this out of my chest, I need an exorcist for my ex. So I don't miss all the sex, I need an exorcist for my ex. You had me in your spell, but God is gonna wake me. Damn, you can't go to hell, but you can't take me, cause I'm on an exodus to what's next. I need an exorcist for my ex.
That to me is my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, taking different lyrics for each chorus and then really going from the bridge to like the best version of the chorus, like uh-huh. that's like, that's real songwriting, you know?
Yes.
There's like the build is there.
I thought it was clever. I think Drake would be impressed with all the fancy words, the floweriness.
Well, and then it even manages to like keep rhyming like mm-hmm. to the very end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exodus to what's next. Yeah. You know?
So every line like, is good. There's not right. really a dud in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, there's still something cleaner. Maybe it's just the performance of Coffee.
Yeah.
Is tighter.
I think so.
And like vocally, you know, but on a songwriting level, I think it's, I don't know that we can top.
So you want Exorcist for my ex.
Yeah. And wait, then, can we just listen to the dance song one more time?
It's really there like 1A and 1B though for me between Exorcist and Coffee.
I agree.
it's really good. Psychology makes my ears real hot. They're giving away a bong in a you might have to use this.
I know, I agree. I can see
maybe
just
we can
the
give them money.
Just the first two bars we could use just as a mini theme. Tracy and Rich.
It's really good.
Okay, this is really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Would you feel better about it if you knew how it was created?
No, I think it's totally fine.
It doesn't matter.
If no, if that's AI, that's great.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. We can just have AI. If it's going to be like that, that's fine with me. Keep writing them.
I mean, it was a human that did the input.
Definitely. You know? For sure. Exactly. No, I just think it's like harnessing the technology well. That's what the future of a lot of art sure. is, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's...
Would you make the argument? That it's number one
to me honestly. Exorcist for my ex, like the only issue that I have is that the melody kind of snakes in and out. It doesn't yeah. seem very thought out, especially at the beginning. It's like, where are we melodically?
Where are we going?
Yeah. What is this? Like, I can't, my ear isn't even, it takes a little while for my ear to get even attuned to what's happening in that song. So to me, I know it's a songwriting context, but for some reason, the execution is really what's
leading
me to...
But imagine if Exorcist was fed through AI.
AI, like, okay. Right. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
How good it would be.
Totally.
Yeah, I That's think true. That it was the That's performance.
Fair. That's fair.
I would go with Exodus for my ex and then maybe offer them money.
And so my kid drinks too much coffee in second place.
Yeah, can you get they the can bong, get the bong without the bowl. Wait, are any of these people from Canada? You
I
know?
Don't know. Oh, no, we'll have to see. Okay, so we have our winners, right?
Yes, we do.
Honestly, an amazing slate of entry.
It way exceeded my expectations.
Me too. And you know what? Honorable mention to Spoons.
Yes.
Boom Boom.
For sure. For sure.
Oh yeah. You guys didn't even end up making the case for it.
It was really, really high for me. And if everybody else, it just seemed like a losing battle that I had. But to me, that was in the top two as well.
I mean, the video. Same. Next year, you have to do a music video contest.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I thought it was...
That's like, good to have. It's a good 420 content. Songwriting, songwriter's contest every year. Okay. Song contest.
Yeah, all right. That should be our 420s.
Annual 420.
Yeah. But like Boon Boom would have won the VMA.
Right.
You know?
100%.
But like, whereas Exorcist won the Grammy.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I didn't expect that to take up all the episode. I thought that was going to be like a segment.
I really did too. I was like, oh, how long could it take?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that people had really fleshed some songs out. Right? I thought it was going to be just like a verse, like a...
And I think we took them all really seriously.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We
so too.
You know,
I appreciated every entry, which is why you're getting a grinder.
And I also appreciated your input, Joe, like to come in and
thank you so much.
Do this and to... actually take it seriously.
Yeah, so nice. So nice to be here and hear the talent that you guys have cultivated.
I'm proud.
I mean, like my children. You're an influential. You have an
I told
impact
them to make
section
it.
On
I
your
know,
Wikipedia.
This is where
we're
I start.
Like the Velvet Underground. Like. Yeah.
Everyone who listens to the podcast writes a jingle.
I've been wanting to be a cult leader, so this could be like write me songs, like just that kind of cult leader, like do stuff for me, you know?
Like, yeah.
Entertainment.
It's harmless.
Guru. Exactly. Harmless, totally.
Yeah. Harmless guru.
Yeah. And yeah, if it were like a sex cult, it could be a gay sex cult and that would be
I'm
fine.
I'm sure it would be.
Exactly. It wouldn't even be an issue, I bet. It wouldn't be like, I mean, who knows? Not in my sex cult.
All right. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. And thanks for listening. And Tracy and Rich, take them away. Pod Psychology.
We're going to play it out.
Yeah, but then also patreon.com/potpsychology for bonuses. We have a lot of stuff to talk about that we didn't.
Yeah, a lot. Bye. Just dancing, getting high.
Don't fall apart. Sounds awful.